Most Wanted Music.
Silk. the bright lights down on Washington. As she filled the ketchup jars, she looked to him like a rising sun. Shot him down on his dark star, shining for the lucky one. Cause he's been going so wrong, and he's thinking maybe, baby, you're the one to make me right. Yeah, yeah, baby, can't you see?
FM, and we're here in the studio. Oh my god, we're here in the studio, and there's a It's a rainbow. My God, there's a rainbow above the mixing console. Above the mixer, there's a... No, there's two rainbows. There's two rainbows above the mixer. Oh my God. There are two rainbows above the mixing console. Hold on a second. Hold on. Oh my God. There's two... Then wait a... Hold on, wait a minute. Rick, did you... Are you... Is this some kind of joke or something? Wow. They're real. These are really two rainbows over the mixing console here at Radio FM. What? What does it mean? What? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What does it mean? How could it be? Oh, my God. I can't believe... I can't believe this bit is... It's come all the way from the internet to radio. And the... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm doing this. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. What does it mean? If I'm doing this stupid joke, what does it mean? What does it mean? Oh, my God. Two rainbows. Two rainbows over the mixing consoles.
I don't mind, I get lost completely out in the sweet, sweet giggle haze of a candy-coated bunny. I fly like a bee to honey. Do 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 do.
By and I'm floating. Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
Thank you.
eclectic dyspepsia. I can't tell you why.
I'm a little man.
I'm nobody in particular.
I'm a small man.
But I mean, it's fantastic. This is something you should listen to.
Eclectic dyspepsia. It's on Valencia Radio Monday. 6 to 8.
Kneel before Zod.
The 25th of December is a holy day. We've made it into a commercial decorated holiday. A genuine Christmas would avoid the sin against God and His holy child. The meaning of Christmas is almost lost in a degenerate world gone wild. Jesus wouldn't have wanted it that way. He lived with the poor and the needy. He taught them to use their high power while the big shots stay ignorant and greedy. He called them liars and hypocrites, murderers for their evil ways. But human nature has not reformed. It's still much the same these days. Santa Claus is mainly a legend and intrudes on Jesus' birthday. It's the 6th and not the 25th. It's Santa who got us this way. The name Santa Claus is a corruption of Saint Nicholas, the Dutch legendary priest for children, said to have driven over rooftops in a sleigh drawn by reindeers, dropping toys down chimneys for children. It is shown in Matthew chapter 2, verse 2, that the wise men brought gifts only unto him, gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Our commercialized gift-giving is a sin. So let's give Jesus back his birthday, and this time let's set the record straight. Let Santa Claus have his children, but no adults. We all should remember Jesus' birthday. For Jesus healed the sick and afflicted, and he gave us his precious teachings too. Yet he was mangled, abused, then crucified. I'll live by his teachings in gratitude, won't you?
Together to rehearse. He had really sucked before, and now he wasn't much worse.
So we decided we'd give him another try. When suddenly a chainsaw fell down from the sky. His brother had been playing with it up in the loft. It hit Frank square in the shoulder, cut his other arm right off. We were in the middle of playing a Mean Man song. Suddenly we noticed that the rhythm sounded wrong. We turned around, saw the bloody arm lying on the floor. Then Frank wasn't in the band anymore. So he tried playing the drums with his feet. It sounded stupid, but it really looked neat. But he locked his legs in an accident involving frogs and tang that he's never quite been able to explain. So he tried sticking the drumsticks in his nose. This made the handles all sticky and gross. He talked funny when he played, now with a pained nasal lisp. And his drum solo sounded like this.
Ow, 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 ow. Ah, damn it, could somebody pick that up?
No.
When he finally got whiplash from playing with his head, we said, Frank, you've got to stop this, or else you'll soon be dead. We've enjoyed our time together, it's really been fun. But drummers need extremities, and you don't have a one. Frank got real quiet, Frank got real sad. He didn't speak to us for months, I guess we made him mad. But I'm proud to say the story still has a happy end. He got prosthetic everything, and now he's still our friend. We use him to prop open the door to the shed, and in the wintertime we've got the world's only talking sled. But our new drummer's name is Yamaha, we got him at the store. Cause Frank's not in the band anymore. No, Frank's not in the band anymore. No, Frank's not in the band anymore.
I never feel right. I feel when I'm right.
want you to free yourself. We don't want you to be yourself for me. We want you to free you. want you to free yourself. We don't want you to be yourself for me. We want you to free you.
Listen to the Maldoror and Dr. Junk show. We'll get you home from the bar safely. Here's an actual recording of us dropping off a longtime listener at his very doorstep. Let's listen, shall we?
This is letting himself into his home. And you're in.
Thank you.
Be careful. Sleep on your side. You alright?
No. Just shut the door. It'll be fine.
Alright.
The Maldoror and Dr. Junk Show, making sure you make it home safe, more or less, since 2010. The Maldoror and Dr. Junk Show is Sunday afternoons from 2 to 4 p.m. on Radio Valencia FM and 87.9 FM. Dr. Junk and Maldoror are not actually responsible enough to make sure you get home. No civilians were harmed in the making of this promo. The Maldoror and Dr. Junk Show, just shut the door. It'll be fine.
Whenever you just make contact with the enemy, you go from the most horrible boredom, I mean just absolute deathly boredom, to absolutely the other extreme, the most intense continual excitement I've ever known in my life. I'm not sure how to describe the energy you would feel and the excitement you would feel, however you talk about it in terms of being scared or liking it or disliking it or whatever. The excitement was there, I think, for everybody. You couldn't go through combat and remain detached. It was the idea of someone shooting at you. Someone was trying to kill you. You were trying to kill someone. You were using that finger to try to take someone's life.
We'll be right back. is Smelly Kelly from Red Meat. And when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia because they play that good roots shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children.